The Morning After, written and read by Love Locust. Ray groans and stumbles out of bed, his head pounding with the start of a hangover and his thighs sore. He blinks hard at the bright sunlight streaming through his bedroom window, and wincing, he makes a beeline for the bathroom, his bladder so full it feels like it's about to burst. It takes him until after he starts pissing and breathes a sigh of relief at the release of pressure to notice that he didn't spend the night alone last night. Sitting on top of the toilet tank is a Stetson, and not just any Stetson, Frasier's Stetson. Why would Frasier leave his Stetson? Click, click, click. It all falls into place and he smiles. Last night, Frasier was standing stiff and awkward in Ray's front hall, his fingers holding his Stetson so tight they were white. Ray swaying drunkenly in place, and Frasier letting go of one hand on his Stetson to hold Ray's face still to give Ray a lightning-fast kiss. Bracing himself, as if waiting for Ray to punch him, shoulders sagging in relief when Ray leaned in to kiss him back. Ray washes his hands and face, trying not to think about the only thing that is leaving a damper on his morning. Frasier was not in bed when Ray woke up, but judging from the Stetson on the back of his toilet, Ray is willing to bet that Frasier will be back. Drying his face, Ray hangs the towel up neatly and goes into the living room, where Frasier is sitting, stiff and uncomfortable on the couch, a white pastry bag on the coffee table in front of him, and Deef sprawled out at his feet. "Ray, I..." he starts to say softly. Ray shakes his head and crosses the room, sitting on the couch arm closest to Frasier. Reaching out a hand, Ray frowns when Frasier flinches. "Jesus, I'm not going to hit you, Frasier. Do you want this?" he says and leans in, giving Frasier a slow kiss, swallowing the surprised noises he makes. Frasier nods and kisses back, melting into their kiss. Ray breaks the kiss and stands, smiling. He holds out a hand to Frasier, and Frasier takes it and lets himself be pulled to his feet and led into Ray's bedroom. When they tumble down together onto the bed, Ray's hangover is gone. Finis.